Welcome, everybody. Hi there. I was just here in the last hour. Did you guys know that? Ha ha. My second hour here today. It's kind of fun. I'm Eileen Grimes, the host of the Jupiter Rising Show right here on KKNW Alternative Talk Radio. And with me this morning, we have on my favorite person, probably my best friend in the whole world. Right, Susan?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, she's my best friend. And she is Susan Bergstrom, who is the Medicare specialist for, who is that, that's your specialist?
Well,
Medicare.
I'm a broker. So basically, I'm the non-biased opinion about all the different plans. And of course, my opinion changes depends on where you live and
okay.
who your doctors are and what kind of meds you may take.
Okay, that's good. Okay, that's great. Now, let me just say we're going to open up the phones today because there might be people out there that are wanting to know, who have maybe just turned 65 and want to know what they can do about getting themselves on a supplementary medical coverage that will help fill in the gaps that Medicare doesn't cover. So anyway, we're going to open up. Okay, the phone number is 425-373-5527 or toll-free in Western Washington at 888-298-5569. Okay, so we're going to be talking to her just a little bit later about that, but until then, we do have the Astral Celebrity of the Week, and I'm excited about this. This is a new, not a new show, but a show that I recently discovered called Monk, and a lot of people out there just love the show, and I love it too. So I decided to look and see if the star of the show, Tony Shalhoub, was actually his birth data was on somewhere. And I found his birth data. So we're going to look at his chart a little bit and see what he's got in there. He's got some interesting things here that we want to talk about. So, and we're going to also listen to the theme song too, which I love too. So anyway, I love everything about that show. It's just so fun. It's on two hours every day on whatever station it's on. And I love it. That's my whole 2 hours is taken up watching that show. So I'm just crazy about it. Anyway, so we're going to be doing that and we'll be talking about other stuff too, but we're going to be focusing in on the Medicare today, you know, because yesterday was the start of open enrollment. Oh,
yes.
Yeah, October 15th to December 7th. And that basically means you can enroll for anything that you need to have done along with your Medicare. So anyway, we're going to take a break right now. And when we get back, we're going to do the Astral Celebrity of the Week. This is the Jupiter Rising Show right here on KKNW Alternative Talk Radio.
Alternative Talk 1150. We're on your radio at 1150 AM. We're on your HD radio at 98.9 Channel 3.
So many ways to listen.
We're on the web at 1150kknw.com. Streaming live audio and video as well as MP3 archives of many of our shows.
So many ways to listen.
And now, we're on your smartphone or tablet. Download our free app in the Apple App Store or Google Play and take Alternative Talk 1150 anywhere you go.
So many ways to listen.
Talk radio that will get you thinking. Alternative Talk 1150.
Love that song. I was hoping he could find this when I contacted him earlier. He says, can you find the theme song to this show? It's so cool. Anyway, this our guest today, even though I wish he was really here, it'd be really neat. Tony Shalhoub. He was the star and the producer of the show, Monk, and it was on between 2000. What? Do you know the dates it was on?
It's been on for quite a while. I do know that.
Yeah,
let me check
here. Yeah, it was 8 years. It's not being made anymore, but they may be going back to make some new ones, so what I've heard. So anyway, his birth date is October 9th, 1953, at 11:50 p.m. Central Standard Time in Green Bay, Wisconsin. Okay. So, if you've watched the show, and Susan doesn't know anything about the show, so I'll have to tell you, it's about a detective who was OCD, obsessive compulsive disorder, and he acts it out all over the show. It's pretty funny. So, but he has an unusual amount of psychic senses. His ESP is really high, and he seems to he's almost like he's born from another planet and deposited here on Earth. He knows stuff that other people don't know. So anyway, let's talk about those qualities. Okay, first of all, his chart is so amazing. I love it. So he has, and I've got to come, bookmark myself here. He has a stationary planet, which I'm going to talk about here in just a second. But he's unusual. You know, he has a Sun-Neptune conjunction. I also happen to have a couple of friends that are born right about the same time he was. They have a Sun-Neptune conjunction. And, you know, that basically means you're pretty much not of this world when you're here. If you've ever noticed him on TV, he sits there and he's quiet, he's calm, and he's just placid. You know, like nothing's going on. He could have a really high emotional scene intensity. He won't even react to it. You know, or there's this that tuning quality that's all over the place. And also, so he has the Neptune-Saturn conjunction that was happening right around that time. I have that same thing in my chart. I was born a year before. But he also has, Saturn is not aspecting his sun, but the sun and Neptune aspect each other. And he has it squaring Uranus, his sun squaring Uranus and also squaring Neptune. And he comes in with Uranus conjoining the South Node. Okay, so what does all that mean? He came in to be kind of weird, all right? You know, and if you notice the character of Monk, if you watch the show, he's weird. He's just definitely off the beaten chart. So he ends up playing people that are just kind of strange, you know? And I think he was on Wings. He was on Wings, wasn't he? Did you watch that show, Nathan? You didn't. Okay. I watched this show, and I remember him as kind of playing a really understated sort of guy who never spoke. He was kind of a strange guy. So he likes playing those types of characters, and right now he's in the Mrs. Maisel. That's a show, or it's a play that's being played. I happened to find it on Primetime Video on Amazon. I may watch it to see how it is. And he's playing the father of that character, Mrs. Maisel. And, you know, he's playing somebody who is against type, basically. And he was criticized for because he plays a Jewish father. And he's not Jewish. He is Lebanese. And he was born as a Lebanese, had Lebanese parents, and that were very positive and very, very supportive of him. And literally right out of the start, he basically drifted through his particular education. He ended up getting his master's degree in drama at Yale Drama School. So he went to Yale. Okay, so he's no slouch, all right? So, but, you know, he seemed to, the way I was reading this description, that he just kind of kept going from one to the next, just kind of naturally ended up in the right place at the right time. Okay, so it was just very interesting. So, and after that, he went off and started doing things on TV, and he was doing plays. And then he ended up doing Monk, which was a few years ago when he produced that show. And so he's been doing that, and, you know, he does other stuff too. But what he really feels really serious about is activism. He does a lot of activism for the Arab community because he is sort of part of that group. And he does a lot of work with groups that deal with the liberation of Arab things. And I don't remember all the stuff he's involved with, but he's very involved with that. So he's basically what we call an Aquarian Libran. You know, he's very Aquarian. So he's fighting it out for other people that are less fortunate than he is. That's very important for him. So with that Sun square Uranus, you know, he's going to take anything that is slightly off kilter, just a little bit. So, okay, let's go other parts on his chart. His chart's a lot like mine. It's probably why I like him. You know, I don't know. But Leo rising, okay, makes him quite, you know, personable. And then he has Pluto in the first house like I do. Same thing. And he has, here's the thing. I kept wondering, Nathan, what about Monk's character about the obsessive compulsive stuff, how would he actually have that in his chart to be? What would be in his chart that would make sense? He has Mars and Venus and Virgo. Virgo is obsessive compulsive disorder, you know. So it's there in his chart, you know, to actually do that. And he also has a North Node in the sixth house, which is basically Virgo's house. So, I mean, he actually you know, had to play somebody who was just really strange and with this personality disorder, would irritate everybody else around him with his predilections for having everything perfect around him, like getting things even, you know, things that are hanging, you know, and all that stuff. And it's a real irritation. But when he tended to go into intuitive, and when he knew, he would figure out a case really right away. He says, I know who did it. I know who did it. And it would usually be the thing that he said it was. But he does have an interesting situation here. I looked to see if there was a stationary planet, and my God, there is. If you look at his chart, his education, his opportunities for growth, his opportunities for jobs, his opportunities in general, just the doors opened every which way. He has a stationary Jupiter. Of course he did. Why wouldn't he have it? It's stationary retrograde, which means he's going to learn the principles of the retrograde planet this lifetime. It's going to be more internalized rather than playing it out in the world, although he is playing it out very well in the world. But it seems like he has a high expectation of himself when he gets to a certain point. He doesn't put himself on top, but he always ends on top because I think he has a very big heart. And so I'm very impressed with him. And he married this gal, Brooke Adams, in 1992. He's been married to her for 28 years. That marriage is coming under a Saturn return here coming up next year. So that'll see how that works. But he married Brooke Adams and he adopted her children. He's just very, very generous that way. So I'm very impressed with him and what he does. And his character does make a difference. It's a crazy character, but there's some learning to be learned from somebody like that. So anyway, that is Tony Shalhoub this week. I mean, he didn't go through nearly half of his chart. He has a moon in Scorpio too, by the way. So when he plays the character, he plays not that much words, but when he speaks, he has Mercury next to that moon. When he speaks, it's like very profound. So you can actually see his chart play out in the worlds that he does. So anyway, I love him, and I'm in love with him. No, I'm not in love with him, but I'm just about. I just think he's terrific. So anyway, that's it on that. We're going to take a break right now, and when we get back, we're going to start with Susan Bergstrom. This is the Jupiter Rising Show right here on KKNW Alternative Talk Radio.
This is Martha Norwalk. Every Sunday morning, beginning at 9 a.m., thanks in part to the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga, we cover the world of animals. This week, October 17th, it's Behavior Training and Healing Sunday with me and Talk with Your Animals on This Side or the Other and Personal Awareness Coaching with Natasha Venter. Hope you can join us and plan to call in with your questions for me or for a reading with Natasha. Martha Norwalk's Animal World, Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Walking your talk? Take us with you. The KKNW app makes streaming our programming easy on your phone or tablet.
And welcome back to the Jupiter Rising Show right here on KKNW Alternative Talk Radio. I was just talking to Susan about her two dogs. Her two dogs are so cool. She has a Great Dane and a Mastiff. Those two dogs are equal in size and they're huge. And I literally had forgotten how big they are when I walked into the house. I heard these dogs barking outside, roof, 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 like that. I said, sounds like you're going to bark the roof off. But, I mean, they're just really fun, and they're really sweet dogs. So I love them.
Me too.
Yes. So anyway, let's talk about Medicare. And let's talk about what open enrollment is really about. What does that mean?
Okay. Open enrollment is from October 15th through December 7th. And in my world, that means it's a free-for-all. Okay? And that's not necessarily good.
Yeah.
Okay? Even though they're not supposed to contact you, the telemarketers are out in force.
Yeah.
According to Medicare, they need to have your permission to contact you, but, you know, I think they ignore that. And I've seen some pretty horrible things happen. Okay? So during COVID, when we're all locked in and lacking a lot of communication with the outside world and stuff like that, people are willing to talk to the telemarketers. And so some of my clients have gotten a phone call saying, hey, I'm with Aetna and I think we have a better plan for you. Let's sign you up. And I'm like, what? And they are telemarketers. They are not, in fact, employees of Aetna. And insurance companies will never call you unless they're there to welcome you into the new plan. Okay, so be aware of that when you're talking to people on the phone.
Yeah.
Is that they are not checking your doctors. Right. They are not checking your medication to make sure that all of those things are covered. They're there strictly to make sales. And then you wake up in January going, oh my gosh, what happened?
Yeah, right.
So unless you know the person that you're actually talking to, don't accept solicitation calls and talk to people. And even if they talk you into something, you actually need an advocate to work on your behalf.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a good idea to just randomly sign up for something on your own. Because routinely with my clients, I talk to them periodically and they go, yeah, I got this random bill in the mail that I don't really understand. And it says that my benefits were denied.
Okay. Oh, yeah, like the two things that I've got.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Well, most of the time, because I am an agent and I work on behalf of my clients, I can call up the insurance company and say, yo, what is this? This was denied. And they said, oh, well, the doctor's offices didn't code it correctly or the hospital didn't code it correctly. And if they use this code, we'll pay the bill. They're not going to tell you that because you're talking to customer service.
Oh, so they get the money out of you, and what happens? That's double bill type of thing, isn't
it? Well, no, it's kind of like, okay, you went in for this procedure, and there might be five different codes for that procedure, but they didn't use the right one that satisfies Medicare.
Okay.
And so, therefore, Medicare comes back and says, no, we're not going to pay that.
Yeah.
That was elective. That wasn't necessary.
Right.
And so we're not going to pay it.
Yeah.
Well, if I call up and I say, hey, they had this procedure that was medically necessary, and why was this denied? They're going to say to me, not to my customers, well, they used the wrong billing code, so we had to deny it because that's Medicare's thing. And if they use this code and they resend it in, we'll pay the bill.
Okay.
And then I can call my client going, good news, it was a mistake.
Yeah.
Let's fix it.
Yeah, we got to look at my two.
Yeah.
It was stupid. So anyway, let me just mention again that if she is taking calls today, like you're just talking about that typical situation that happens every now and then, you have this sort of thing, you get charged for something that you shouldn't have to pay for, because everything under my care is completely taken care of by Medicare and the company. So I'm kind of looking at this going, what? So this is what Susan is there for. So Susan can help you figure out what's going on and can help you get out of those things, because you don't want to be charged. Listen, paying those bills would be crazy for me, you know. So anyway, so make sure you call in. The number is 888. Oh, sorry, wrong number. Let me look up the numbers. Oh, I found them right here. 425-373-5527. That's our regular number. And toll-free in Western Washington is 888-298-5569. Okay, so anyway, so that's interesting. And it's good to know that you have an advocate, you know, an advocate who's on your side and is looking out for you. So that when stuff like this happens, and, you know, it may not even happen that much, but if it does, you know, Susan can help you with that. But she does help you get, I remember the day that I turned 65, you were on my doorstep so quick. I hadn't even turned 65 yet or something. I don't remember.
Well, I'm pretty low key. I don't really attack, but it's kind of like, this is what you need to know, and this is how you need to be in compliance.
Yeah.
And this is how we're going to, and then you're going to tell me something about you.
Okay.
Okay, because it's not like one size fits all.
Yeah.
So it's like, okay, what medications do you take? What doctors do you see? You live in this county, okay? You like your doctors. Like, you want to stay with them? Okay? Hey, isn't that a novel concept?
Yeah.
Because what happens when people randomly change is they get surprises that they can't fix.
Okay. Yes.
So we want to make sure that you have continuity of care.
Yeah. You know what it's like trying to get hold of those medical companies?
Yeah. And I always tell people, okay, you remember when you're calling an insurance company, there's a call center.
Mm-hmm.
And big insurance companies deal in all 50 states. And Medicare is not only state specific, it's county specific. So if you live in Pierce County, it's going to be different than King County, and it's going to be even different than Snohomish County.
Wow.
So you need to know that maybe they don't have all the answers, and if you don't get the answer that you like, wait 5 minutes and call back. You might get a completely different answer because not everyone is aware of all of the little nuances
right.
that happens between counties in a particular state.
Right.
And so by having someone who's experienced with that county, that specific plan, that specific location, and your needs makes all the difference on whether or not you're on the right plan or you're paying too much or you're not going to have the services that you need. Or so I do a lot of education for people. And I also do a lot of education about, okay, you're going to have this surgery, so your doctor needs to do this. And so get the pre-authorization. Line up the home health care if you have that on your plan. You know, I had a lady had surgery on her arteries on her legs, and they sent her home with oxycodone, but her doctor didn't order home health care. So I get a call from her best friend saying, hey, have you checked on Linda? And I went, why? What's happening with Linda? She has oxycodone and she can't remember if she took her took her pills last. And I went, oh, good Lord.
Yeah.
And so we called the doctor's office. We called the insurance company and we said, hey, we need a caregiver over here because she's going to overdose on her meds if she doesn't have somebody regulating when she takes those.
Especially those things.
Well, yeah, exactly. Yeah. But, you know, I can't even imagine having the arteries in your legs replaced.
Yeah.
What a traumatic event that was. But you need someone who's going to work on your behalf.
Right.
To help you through these things when you don't know what's covered, what's not covered.
Right.
And surgery is, right now during COVID, is rather interesting.
Yes. Isn't it, though?
not the easiest thing.
No. I mean, everything has kind of fallen to the wayside with this disease.
Well, exactly.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. So, yeah, and getting stuff done. I mean, I'm reading about pets getting taken care of by veterinarians right now is almost impossible.
Because, oh, yeah.
Like how many people have adopted pets over the last 2 years? Like way over the average. And there's only like 5,500 veterinarians in the whole country to take care of those. So
right.
How many of those pets per veterinarian are they going to have to take care of? So
oh,
waiting list is long and it's painful.
Right.
So, yeah, that's just tough stuff that we're all going through.
There's been some changes, some really exciting good changes
happened. Let's tell us about those.
Okay, so for years I've had clients call up and say, hey, look, when are they going to pay for therapeutic massage? And I'm like, well, Medicare really doesn't think that that's medically necessary. And so I never thought I'd see the day. Mm-hmm. This year, it was like, surprise! Mm-hmm. We have one company out of all of them that's going to cover therapeutic massage, okay? This is not relaxation massage. This is, oh my gosh, I have a back spasm, I have back pain, and I need some relief. Okay, and they have done the gambit of at having naturopaths, acupuncture, chiropractic, and now therapeutic massage.
And those things are covered with them too.
Right. Yeah. Now, so let me tell you that it's not always easy to find this, okay? Because Medicare sends you this book called Medicare and You.
Is that it, the one you got?
Yeah. I actually have the book for Washington and Oregon.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and the government, Medicare specifically,
right.
does not tell you about all of the other extra benefits. What it says is offers extra benefits, and it says yes. Okay.
Well, that tells you a lot.
Not really.
No.
So it's really hard to take the Medicare and You book and compare, unless you're wanting to compare monthly premiums, out-of-pocket limits, what you have to pay for a primary care visit, what you have to pay for a specialist visit, if it offers home health care, and it even tells you what the if there's a deductible on your medications.
Mm.
Okay? That doesn't tell you nothing.
No.
It really doesn't.
Doesn't sound like it.
Okay? So most people don't even know how to read this book. So the services that I provide is that I sit down with you and I show you, okay? This is what the benefit is. This is how it works. Okay? And this is what you can expect. And here's all the other cool benefits that they never told you about.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Which a lot of people care more about the extra benefits than the actual benefits, because they know they can see a regular doctor and a specialist, but they don't know about the naturopath. They don't know about, the acupuncture. And is my acupuncturist on the list?
Mm-hmm.
And how do I use that? Do I get over-the-counter benefits? And how does that work? So they really have, what they tell me is, well, I've had this plan for 5 years, or I get this through the union, or I get this through the state, or I get this through this organization. And I've had it for such a long time. And then I'll start talking to them going, so are you using this? Are you using that? This is part of your benefits. Did you know about this? And they go, well, maybe I did, but, you know, I've never really used it. Mm-hmm. Or that really doesn't fit my lifestyle, but I knew it was there. Mm-hmm. So to have someone sit down with you and explain how all the benefits work, what they do, if you are on the right plan, okay, wouldn't it be reassuring to know that? Oh, wow, I made the right decision. I shouldn't talk to anybody. This is over. I'm going to be done, and I don't have to worry about it.
Yeah, no kidding. Listen, we got to take a break really quick, and I'm going to come back and talk to Susan some more about all this, about the Medicare and stuff. It's so complicated, you know. Instead of making it easy for people, it's complicated. So anyway, Susan is there to make it uncomplicated. So this is the Jupiter Rising Show right here on KKNW, Alternative Talk Radio.
On Friday, Manson Mitchell welcomed Von Brashler to talk about time shifts and the ability to slip into both the past and the future.
On Saturday, Mary Beckman returns with all her versatility to discuss ways and means of being spiritual in a challenging world.
Bringing you mastery and mystery since 2007.
We are Manson Mitchell, Friday and Saturday mornings at 10, right here on Alternative Talk AM 1150.
Wherever you go, Alternative Talk 1150 is here for you.
And welcome back to the Jupiter Rising Show right here on KKNW. Alternative, you know what?
Mercury retrograde.
Oh, tell me about it. It's almost over, thank goodness. On Tuesday, I believe it's over. Thank God. Anyway, we're talking to Susan Bergstrom about Medicare exchange, and we're talking about getting Medicare and supplemental coverage at 65. Listen, I'm over 65, and I'm concerned about this because it applies to me too. So, you know, just because I'm young looking or young sounding on the air doesn't mean that I am. Okay. So anyway. So we're talking about. Let's talk a little bit about what open enrollment actually is when that happens.
Okay.
It's like all heck breaks loose during that time, and there's a reason for it. So,
okay. So there is, this is called AEP, annual enrollment period. Okay. There's also another enrollment called OEP in January. Okay. So open enrollment is the chance to change your insurance, because you're only given this opportunity once a year to change your insurance to something that's more suitable that fits your needs. Okay? Now, the application that you have in on December 7th is what goes into effect on January 1st.
Okay.
So let me tell you some scenarios. We have a little old lady in a retirement home, and she sits down at breakfast with her friends, and they're like, oh, man, Humana is the bomb. I really like Humana, and this is fabulous for me. So the little old lady goes back to her room, and she signs up for Humana, okay? And she's happy with the fact that her friends all think it's wonderful. And then a couple days later, she's sitting around at dinner with another group of friends, and they're like, oh, no, UnitedHealthcare is the best. And she starts to think about it. She says, oh, I made a mistake. So she signs up for UnitedHealthcare. A few weeks later, another set of friends comes by and says, oh, no, I've got Aetna. Oh, and I love it. It's the most fabulous thing. So she starts rethinking her decisions. And so she signs up for Aetna. Well, that's what I said. The last application standing on December 7th is what you get. But it's kind of a free-for-all. It's also the only time that you can change if you're on a Medicare supplement plan and have prescription drug plan, that you can change your prescription drug plan for the new year. And I highly recommend that you call me and talk to me about that, because prescription medications are changing. And so what I do is I use the government's drug plan finder, plug in all of your prescriptions, and the government tells me which of all of the plans there are is the least expensive amount of money out of pocket. And that includes your premiums. And the nice thing about prescription drug plans is that, you know, we ask you, where do you shop? Do you shop at Costco? Do you shop at Safeway? Do you shop at Walmart, Rite Aid? Which facility do you buy your prescriptions at? So there's not a lot of change. But when I can save somebody thousands of dollars a year on their prescriptions just by changing their drug plan, that's really important.
Mm.
And most people just kind of let it ride and they've had the same one. No, you need to actually do some proactive research in order to make sure that you're not overspending on your prescriptions. And then there's the matter of the donut hole. How do we avoid that?
And donut hole.
Yes. The government has this gap.
Okay.
And it says that when you reach a certain amount of money, retail, it doesn't have to make sense, not what you pay, but retail, then you fall into this hole where you have to pay like 25% of the cost of the prescriptions. And usually I get that call around this time of year going, oh, my God, what happened at the pharmacy? Last month I paid $50 and this month I paid $200. What happened?
Yeah.
And so if you don't understand the donut hole, that's something that I can sit down in depth and explain.
Something that slips into the cracks, in other
words. Yeah, and that's not your insurance company, folks. That is the government.
Okay.
And so there's really nothing I can do about it because it affects all drug plans.
Oh, wow.
But I can explain it to you so you understand it.
Okay. That's cool.
Makes it easier that way.
Yeah. So do we have a phone call?
Yes, we do, and that's Amy calling in from Seattle. So let's go ahead and take that call right now. Amy, you're live with Eileen Grimes and Susan Bergstrom on the Jupiter Rising Show.
Hi, Amy. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Great. What's your question
for
Susan?
Well, my comment is I've had one of the Medicare Advantage plans for a while now, and I just wanted to emphasize how important it is for you to make sure when you're on an HMO plan that something really is covered, because the doctor's office will tell you you don't need a referral. But I've always checked back and found out a lot of them don't know.
Yes, that's a fact.
Yeah.
So those are things that I, when I'm in contact with my clients, okay, usually I know in advance. Oh, okay, you're going in for this surgery, okay, and these are the procedures and the questions you need to ask your doctor. And, you know, then there's subtle reminders like, have they gotten a pre-authorization for that?
Mm.
Okay. And COVID has complicated things, because I've had a lot of people say, hey, I'm going to have surgery, and then it's canceled or delayed. So, yes, we do have PPOs in across the board in Washington. That allows you to go in and out of network. But you also need to be aware that out-of-network doctors can put quite a financial strain on your budget. But I try to educate people on the difference between a PPO and an HMO and the responsibilities that your doctor has. And I think that when we started seeing more PPOs in Washington State, doctors have gotten lazy.
Mm.
Yeah. And they're not doing the pre-authorizations, and they're not giving proper referrals.
Yeah.
But by having, do you have an agent, Amy? Do you have somebody that you talk to?
I have, yeah.
So that's a blessing, and I would call them when you have questions like that.
Okay.
Sometimes what they can do is, I've had this happen where the doctor can go back and predate a pre-authorization, send it in, so something is covered, so you're not, like, in a situation where you have to pay this huge bill because they didn't do their job.
Yeah, okay. And then I have another question. This is something that I've been finding. If you're billed a year later for something that you completely forgot about on Medicare, are you responsible for that? I thought there was some kind of a insurance law that says they can't bill you that late.
Well, the problem is with COVID, things have fallen through the cracks. It's not always easy. And people need to understand that some things go through Medicare first, then to the insurance company. So because we have Social Security office shut down and people working from home, there are a whole lot of things that have fallen in between the cracks that wouldn't ordinarily happen. But if you're finding that you got a bill for something that happened a year and a half ago, I would have your agent. Okay, because here's the deal. When you're talking to customer service, it's a whole nother conversation than when your broker or your agent is talking to the insurance company. When I call the insurance company and I go, hey, I'm talking about this claim on this date, and I want to know what happened with this, they're going to have a little bit different conversation with me than they will with you.
My insurance is pretty good. I challenged some copays that they were starting to say I needed to pay when I'd never been charged before in the past.
Right.
And I got a letter back saying that they made a mistake and that I should be able to get a refund from their mistake.
Wow, congratulations.
Yeah. So I just tell people, because I used to work in clinics and doctor's offices,
sure.
Challenge everything.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because, but some people don't, because they, you know, they think that that's the absolute authority, and they're not.
Yeah.
But I find that coding is an issue. Doctor's offices in their billing practices are having a very difficult time during COVID.
Yeah.
Because they're shorthanded, just like restaurants.
Yeah.
And so sometimes things don't always get done the way that they should be done. So you do need to challenge any bill that you get in the mail and find out why you got it.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, good. Thank you.
Well,
yeah.
Thank you, Amy, for your call.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Awesome. All right. We like phone calls like that. Good for her. She's got an advocate.
And remember, if you also have a question for Susan Bergstrom about Medicare and plans that are coming up, just give us a call at the KKNW studio, 425-373-5527, or toll free 888-298-5569.
That last one's
hard. We still have about
it?
10 more minutes to take calls here.
Yes, we do. So please call in if you need a question answered about this, because it's way, if it's something that you think, okay, yeah, I understand that, you may not understand it, because it's very complicated what Medicare and all these companies do, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You know, any normal human being can't figure it out.
Right.
Yeah.
It's been a very interesting year, because I've actually stepped in and helped people apply for Part B of Medicare because they're retiring, and answer questions about, well, do I need to sign up now, or do I need to sign up later? And help them avoid some mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
So even though that's not fun, I always tell people, pack your patience.
Yes, pack your
patience. Because we're going to step through this, and not everybody's going to be happy about how long it takes to do these services. But if you're not in compliance, the government does not care, and that's they right. will impose a lifelong penalty, which is
yes,
not
they
something
do.
You want to have.
No, you don't. So, okay, we have to take a really quick break here, and when we get back, we're going to be finishing up with Susan. This is the Jupiter Rising Show right here on KKNW Alternative Talk Radio. And this is a live read for Guess Who? Susan Bergstrom, oh boy, of the Medicare Exchange. She is a patient advocate for and a licensed agent for the Washington, Oregon, helping people obtain security in their lives by providing insurance that pays for final expenses and money for transitioning after a loved one dies. Remember, open enrollment is now open. It opened yesterday. And she's being inundated by calls, but just keep calling her, folks. You have to call her. I can tell you, I did this when I first started with this. It was the best thing I ever did. I didn't have to worry about anything. She worried for me. She really did. You did. You did. You're wonderful.
Well, so, thank you. I appreciate that.
Well, you're really wonderful. It was absolutely fabulous. So it started, ends December 7th. So for your Medicare coverage, so schedule your appointment with your Medicare health plan. Please do that. Because you don't want to wait and find out later on that you need to do all this stuff if you have something going on with you. So contact her if you need any assistance at Susan Bergstrom, Medicare Exchange. And her phone number is 253-318-9379 for appointment. Or you can contact her at email at sbergstrom@americanseniorbenefits.com. This is Eileen Grimes of the Jupiter Rising Show, and did you know that I do private astrological readings? If you have issues or problems in your life that plague you, perhaps an astrological reading would be just the ticket. I've had more than 30 years' experience in astrology, and there isn't much I haven't seen, so I know I can help you. You can contact me at 206-816-0546 or go to eileengrimes.com to make an appointment. Thank you very much, and I'll see you soon.
Some people know a good thing when they hear it. Alternative Talk 1150.
And welcome back to the Jupiter Rising Show right here on KKNW Alternative Talk Radio. And we are with Susan Bergstrom this morning. She's talking to us about Medicare and Medicare coverage because of the open enrollment that started yesterday and is December 7th. So what else have you got to say there?
Okay, so there are a lot of people out there that are kind of suffering in silence, and it's like, okay, how am I going to afford this? Just so you know, there's this thing called Extra Help. Okay, so Extra Help is where you can get your Part B premiums returned to you. That's $148.50 nowadays, and there are certain qualifications to get that. So, if you're making less than $18,000 a year or $24,000 as a couple, you would qualify for this extra benefit. So, you're going to see on TV that you can get this for free. Okay, well, yes and no. There are certain criteria that says that you can only have so many assets in your possession to qualify for that. So, if you have $100,000 in the bank, ladies and gentlemen, you will not qualify for that program. So just be aware that if you're wanting more information about that, you can always call me and ask if you qualify for that. There are also special needs programs for low-income folks or people who are on what's called a spend down. And so those give you things like free transportation and the things that you see on television. If you call that hotline, all that is setting you up with an agent that's going to talk you out of your current plan into a different plan that may or may not be suitable for you and your particular situation. But I do help the low-income folks obtain benefits that they would not ordinarily know that they qualify for those. And so I can help you with those issues as well. Sometimes it's very difficult when you're on a low income to have a professional even want to talk to you. I deal with all income ranges when it comes to Medicare. So I can tell you if you qualify for a special program. And which special program is the best, because if you're going through Apple Healthcare, that's difficult. You have no advocate on your side, and you may find that some doctors just don't take that. And we don't want you to have to end up at a community clinic. We would prefer that you be treated on an equal basis with everyone else. So I have taken people off of that particular plan and put them on a different plan where they can go to regular clinics and not community health care clinics. I find that you get better care. Sometimes people need dental insurance. Sometimes people need to have vision. And so we kind of work through those issues. But just be aware, just because it's on TV doesn't make it a good deal, nor does it make mean that you're qualified for it. So if you ever have questions about stuff, you can always just call me. You don't necessarily have to be my client for me to answer questions. So I just wanted to point that out, because everyone's going to be inundated with the television commercials, the telemarketers on the phone. But I always tell people, never give away your Medicare number on a phone call. You need to actually know who you're talking to, because that information is proprietary and should never be shared with anyone without your knowledge. And you could be signed up for something you have no idea until January, and then you go in and all of a sudden your Medicare doesn't work. Mm-hmm. But I also help people stay in compliance. So I help people understand all of the rules and moving parts of Medicare.
Right.
That's important.
You know, it's amazing, you know, when you think about all those things you told me about the special help and all that, which is what I've done, and it's helped me out a lot. But it's amazing when I go down there, you expect to be treated kind of like, because you don't can't afford stuff, you know. But, you know, DSH is pretty good. You know, they do that pretty well, and they're very good at talking to people.
Well, and people who have never qualified for that kind of program before,
mm-hmm.
all of a sudden, it's available.
Yeah.
And that's been a surprise, because they've raised some of the income limits, and it's very helpful. I mean, but there's this space in the world that's like, you make too much money for Medicaid, but you have very little money to live on.
Right. Exactly.
And so we help those people as well.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I give advice and tell you how to navigate that.
Yeah.
With unemployment the way it is, and disability and all of that stuff. You know, situations have changed. I mean, if your medical situation has changed, your financial situation has changed, you really need to call me.
Yes,
because
you do need to call her. I'm not kidding you. I'm here to tell you, you have to call her.
When I say, hey, look, I can get you this and this and this, I've had people go, really? And they start crying, because it's the difference between groceries and not having groceries.
Yeah, really huge.
So yes. I want to make sure that people know that I really do care.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just a business for me. It is something that I do to help the community, help people. And, you know, you have somebody to talk to.
Yes.
And it's not just, you know, fill out this form and we'll see where you are.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, and when I've called her with problems that I've had, I never feel like I have to be in a hurry to give you the stuff right away. I try to describe what's been going on. She listens to every word and she says, oh, we're going to change that. And, you know, she's like a heat-seeking missile. I mean, I've seen her go after, you know, says, oh, we're going to take care of that person right now. And she does. So it's really phenomenal. She really is good at what she does. So, you know, if you guys don't call her, you're nuts.
Right.
Excuse me.
Hey, well, thanks,
I mean,
Eileen.
You're nuts. Oh, yeah, that wasn't the best possible endorsement. But really and truly, it saved my life, I think, in a lot of ways. It meant that if I had come up to 65 and didn't know what to do, I wouldn't have done anything, you know. But, you know, you told me this is what we got to do. You know, we have to get you get this, this, and this.
Right.
You know, and you figured out exactly the right program for
me. So the other thing that I need to tell you is that I'm I will always tell you the truth, but I'm not always the bearer of the best news.
Okay.
So I always need to tell you how it really is, and I'm not going to hide anything from you, but sometimes I have to say, well, this is how it goes, and this is what you owe, and there's nothing we can do about that, but beware of this in the future, and we'll have a conversation about why that wasn't covered, why this didn't happen the way you wanted, why this didn't happen.
Okay.
So sometimes I always have to tell people, well, I'm really sorry you're kind of stuck there.
Yeah, right.
But at least it's up front and to the point.
Yeah.
And you don't have to dance around and say, well, it was the insurance company's fault. No, sometimes it's not.
Right. Exactly. Well, Susan, thank you for being here today. It was so informative, as usual. Great stuff. And don't forget, you want to call her at 253-318-9379 if you need to talk to her about your Medicare coverage. Please do call her. So, anyway, we have to move on. We've got stuff to do. We've got some, got announcements we got to make. And so, first of all, I do the astrology column every week for the website for KKNW. It comes out Monday. It's about noon. And so, and we also have the Jupiter experience, which we're no longer doing, but we're going to regroup it and figure out. Susan and I actually worked together on that project, and we're going to figure out what we need to do to fix it to make it more accessible for people. Right? Right. Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay. And then we have, both of us will be at the BEPC Conscious Wellness Expo coming up here on November 6th and 7th. It's two whole days. We can't believe it. So Saturday is 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Sunday is 11 to 5 p.m. It's at Kent Commons. It's from 525 4th Avenue North in Kent. And it's going to be a whole lot of fun doing that. So very excited. How much time we got? 3 minutes. God, it's always more than I think it's going to be. Okay, and you know how we get a hold of me is EileenGrimes.com. You dropped your mask there. And JupiterRisingShow.com, you can go there. And Susan, you can reach at S. Bergstrom at AmericanSeniorBenefits.com. And next week, we have on Bree Gibbs, friend of me, both Susan and mine. She's going to be on to talk about what she does. She is a channel. She's a medium. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, thank God I got that right. She talks about what she isn't. So anyway, okay, great. So anyway, she's going to be on and she's going to be talking about that. And the following week, we have on our favorite author, Mr. Matt Shea. It's a Halloween special. He's going to talk about the places he goes to see ghosts. So that's a perfect thing to do for Halloween, you know, Halloween Eve anyway. So I think that's it for us. So anything else? 2 minutes. Okay, isn't that fun? We have too much time to go.
How about this Mercury retrograde
okay,
right now?
Okay, let's talk about it. Well, it'll be done in a few days on the 18th, which is great. This one's been a little bit more weird than most. I think it's because it's been making aspect to a lot of other planets that are also, have also stationed and gone retrograde or direct. So it's combining energies of Mercury and other planets, too. In this case, it's Jupiter, too. Jupiter's involved with this because Jupiter and Mercury are both going direct on the 18th, on the same day. Oh, whoa. So, yay, all right. Well, the last time I remember that happening was Neptune and Jupiter went, I think, direct a few days before the Titanic sank. Okay, well, anyway.
So we're almost out of this chaos that's going on.
We're almost out of it, yeah. And, I mean, it's your car, it's communications,
it.
It's stuff that we're doing right here. You know, the radio station is doing that too. So there's all sorts of stuff going wrong, but it'll clear itself up here in a few days. You know, but remember between now and then, it's stationary. It's slowing down, so it's going to go direct. So it's not even moving, and the energy is more intense when it does that. Okay. Remember that, Nathan.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, so just
that probably explains why my car has been in the shop for about 2 weeks now, just a little over 2 weeks now.
There you go.
Or just a little tiny speaker issue, and
yeah.
It's just
oh, it's perfect.
All this stuff going on.
It would be speaker stuff, wouldn't it? Yeah, it's communication stuff. So that's Mercury for you. So anyway, just kind of bear with, this has been one heck of a month for astrology and the net retrogrades and directs. So we've all been trying to get through it together. And so have you had stuff too happen, Susan? Oh, you have?
Yeah, my phone didn't work yesterday. And I'm
okay. Yeah.
What? How come I don't have a connection?
Yeah, right. Mine was acting funny yesterday too. So I don't know what the heck's going on. So that's it for us today. I hope you had a good time. And we're going to see you next week with Ms. Bree Gibbs. This is the Jupiter Rising Show right here on KKNW Alternative Talk Radio.